USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Good news for America's economy. A tentative agreement in the possible railroad strike has been reached. The White House said in a statement that the tentative deal is an important win for the economy and the American people. Newly revealed text messages show Mississippi Governor Republican Phil Bryan was involved in the state paying more than $1 million in welfare money to football legend Brett Favre to help fund one of his projects. The money was funneled through a nonprofit group and spent on a new $5 million volleyball facility. The Mississippi Community Education Center Executive Director Nancy New pled guilty to misspending welfare money in April. She also agreed to testify against others, and that's where the text came from. Sports writer Skip Bayless on Fox Sports 1.
The one thing I'm pretty sure about is Brett Favre will not be seen in any more national TV commercials from this point forward.
It should be noted Brett Favre has not been charged with any criminal wrongdoing at this time. The Department of Justice unsealed an indictment on Wednesday against three Iranian nationals charged with malicious computer activity between October of 2020 and August of 2022. The defendants are accused of exploiting known and publicly disclosed vulnerabilities in commonly used network devices and software programs to get access to victims' computer networks. Hunter Biden is trying to get his child support payments for his four-year-old child out of wedlock lowered by claiming a substantial change to his financial circumstances. President Biden's 52-year-old son has asked an Arkansas judge to recalculate the child support payments he makes to London Roberts, the mother of the daughter he's never met. Thursday Night Football tonight is an AFC West showdown. The Chargers at the Chiefs is only streaming on Prime Video. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Congressman Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio and ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, told Newsmax last night Republican investigators will focus on border and crime oversight hearings in January if GOP officials win the majority in the November 8th midterm elections. Representative Jordan pointed out half the country no longer trusts the Department of Justice or the FBI to do the right thing.
Well, the border situation, I mean, I always tell folks we went from a secure border to no border, and then obviously the crime situation. We went from safe streets to record levels of crime. Those are front and center on voters' minds. So I think those will be key issues that we'll begin to look at in the committee, as well as doing the investigations to get the facts to the American people. And those investigations and that oversight will be looking at the Justice Department and the political nature of that operation now, because I don't know anyone who trusts what the Justice Department's doing now.
Two jets carrying illegal immigrants has arrived at Martha's Vineyard. Massachusetts State Senator Democrat Julian Cryer, the state representative serving Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket, claims this is a political stunt.
They're looking just for a better life. And to see this gotcha moment, this stunt, really used for political gain is pretty disgusting.
Governor Ron DeSantis says he sent the illegal immigrants to spread the financial burden Biden's open border policies are having on border states. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.